Welcome to Immunities. Tonight is celebrity endorsements for Act It. That's the challenge. And I'm excited. Boy, am I excited. First up tonight is Ellie. Take it away, Ellie.
Through the magic of science, we've managed to fuse all the Disney princesses into one huge mass of sparkles, love, and pseudo-feminist attitude. We bring you Princess Droid 5000 to talk to you about her new favorite show, Act It.
Hello, I'm Snow White. As the only Disney princess unable to make it on that silly show Sing It, I turned to Act It. The immunity challenges were so fun, and I even won one of them for my beautiful singing.
Wingapo, I'm Pocahontas. I'm sure some of you are thinking, she isn't really a princess, but pseudo-feminist machines must be ethnically diverse.
I'm Arabian. That's diverse.
I'm a mermaid. That's a whole new race.
A whole new race.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Please hold. And we're back. I'm Princess Aurora. In my own movie, I only got to be on screen for 18 minutes. But Act It gave me more than that. I got a chance to be a star. Take that, Malficient.
And I'm Ariel. Act It is so great because even though I'm human now, my daddy, he's the king of the sea, he can listen to it and hear my voice even if we're far away from each other. It's great to know that even when we're apart, we're still listening to the same online acting competitions.
Hey, y'all. I'm Princess Tiana, and I...
Back off, newbie. I'm Cinderella. I've been in the princess business for a hell of a long time. And let me tell you, I know things. And I know that Act It is the best show for princesses like you, little girl. Oh, so no. Go for it.
I'm Tiana, and Act It promotes hard work.
That will make you laugh.
I'm gonna go work on my restaurant.
You go, girl.
I'm so glad.
Yeah. Woo-woo.
And I'm Belle. Act It is so educational. And Tregatry and Dylan are both so loving. I always listen to the show with Beast, and ever since we started listening, he's become ever so much kinder. Thank you, Act It. And lastly, Fa Mulan.
Hello, I'm Fa Mulan. To be honest, I was too busy fighting and getting in various romantic entanglements in my second movie.
And there we have it. Thank you, Princess Droid 5000.
And thank you, Act It.
Next up is Isle Monty. Take it away, Isle Monty.
You've seen heroes such as 007, Indiana Jones, Zorro, Superman. Well, you haven't seen anything yet. This summer, a new hero will emerge to fight evil.
Password.
Corgi Lava 15271 Tea Biscuits 0002.
Correct. Hello, ma'am. I have information from the government. They said that Adrian Vader is trying to take over Britain. I repeat, Adrian Vader is trying to take over Britain.
I was going to go see Eminem in concert.
Just go save Britain, Your Majesty.
By day, she is the queen.
I'm the queen.
But by night, she is an action machine.
Say hello to my little friend.
She will embark on an epic journey to protect her nation.
Hilly, would you mind giving one directions? Because one is a bit lost.
Yeah, I'll give you directions, all right. She is the Queen of England.
Ah!
Oh my God, Your Majesty, are you okay? Who broke the window?
One thinks the dog did it.
Coming soon, 2012, to a VH near you. Sponsored by Act It.
Thank you for that, Isle Monty. Next up is Russ. I think this one is going to make a lot of people very happy. Take it away, Russ.
What you got there, Timon?
It's a microphone.
Oh, can I have a bite?
You don't eat it, Pumbaa. You talk into it.
Why?
I'm doing a celebrity endorsement of Actit.
What's that?
It's an online competition for voice actors.
Oh, can I be a voice actor too?
You're a cartoon character. You have a voice actor behind you.
Wow. Nobody ever walks behind me. He must have a very strong stomach.
No, I mean, when you speak, it's his voice coming out of you.
You mean I swallowed him? Is that why I always have gas?
No, you didn't swallow him. And voice actors aren't gassy. Well, one of them is, but he's not on the show anymore.
So where is my voice actor?
I think he's in New York, but that's not what I want to talk about.
Oh, yeah. So what's this show?
Every week, a group of very talented voice actors have to do a challenge set up by the judges, Dylan Collins and Tregatry. Then the best ones get to do it again the next week. It's very amusing.
Can I hear it?
Everybody can hear it by going to www.virtualhollywood.net. Old episodes can be heard on www.radioplaycentral.com/VH.
Hey, if my voice actor is in New York and we're in Africa, why can we hear him?
Say goodnight, Pumbaa.
Goodnight!
Delicious. Rye Guy is up next.
I'm the big electron, and in lieu of something that's actually funny, I approve this message.
Hey there, everyone out there. It's your old buddy, George Carlin. How's everybody doing, huh? Yeah, good. Now go fuck yourself. Now listen, let's talk about this actor thing, huh? If ever there's been a more compelling argument for the absence of God, I don't know what the fuck it is, okay? Because first of all, you know, you got these fucking Nixon sores running around this fucking way and that. You got this bitch riding dragons. You got this guy over here who's a fucking werewolf. And his little buddy the were-duck or whatever the hell he's supposed to be. And then you got this guy over here, this Rye fellow who's sitting there bastardizing me as we speak. And what does he have as his icon? An angel. Does he think he's being cute or ironic? It's not! It's fucking stupid! And now this list could go on, but I'll tell you this. It has strengthened my faith in Joe Pesci that he will come and strike you down with his mighty baseball bat of justice. And in other words, I kinda like it. My name is George Carlin, and I am a fan of Act It and the VAA, which may as well stand for the Voice Acting Atheists.
Paid for by the League of Dumbasses who write a stupid immunity sketch in about 2.5 minutes and should be fucking ashamed of themselves.
All right. Motley Fool is up next. Take it away, Motley.
Hi, I'm Skip Sturridge, and welcome to Gaumon and Friends. Before we get to our first guest, we have a trailer to show you of an exciting thriller from the VH. Let's take a look. Previously on Act It.
Cut me, will you? Shudo, let's haul ass.
Right. Let's dance, bitches.
Meow. Meow. Meow.
I think it's time to strangle the judges.
Dark Wolf. I'm pregnant. And you're the father.
No. Sonic, I... Hey, wait a second. That doesn't make any fucking sense.
Just say the line.
Screw this. I was champ last season.
Oh, Dark Wolf. Damn it. Just when it was getting hot.
Tregatry, I'm pregnant. And I think you're the father.
Oh, shut up.
You cut me in dub week. You don't like my Beavis and Butthead. You even blew off my fucking hand. But who's the dick now?
What more do you want from me? I said I liked you as a person.
Still, if Russ can be young and strong, then so can I. Motley Fool, reborn!
No, it can't be. That's impossible.
Sense your feelings, Aftermath. You know you won't survive this round.
No!
No, Tregatree. You suck.
Act It. Season 2's Top 10. Coming soon to the VH. We know drama. And Drox the Shredder.
Hat damn, that was awesome. That really double crescent my backhand, if you know what I mean. You can all check out Act It Season 2's Top 10 soon at the VH. Now, let's welcome our first celebrity guest, Christian Bale.
What the fuck was that?
Huh? What do you mean?
The fuck do you think you're doing?
Hey, man, this is public TV.
Are you professional or not?
After the treatment I'm getting by you, I'm considering not being, if you know what I mean.
I'm gonna kick your fucking ass!
Alright, that's it! Spiral blow!
And we'll be back after these commercial messages.
And finally, Dark Wolf. You're up.
If the nearly 100 entrants, only 12 competitors remain. Next week, live on pay-per-view, the young male hero protagonist title is up for grabs as Actaman takes on Sonic Mega. Motley Fool challenges Ryguy in a raspy voice challenge. Eminem, Monty, and Medity put their skills to the test against the dark horses Ellie and Will Naverson. And in the main event, Majin Buu seeks revenge against the pretentious prick Sam Hath in a Pride on a Pole match, with Dark Wolf and Russ as the special...
Falco!
What?
It's an acting competition, not a wrestling event. This is exactly why they wanted me to endorse it last season.
No, it's exactly why Nintendo won't make a new game for us.
Why?
Because you're boring. Look, you endorsed the show your way, and I'll do it my way. And by my way, I mean better.
Sure thing, Falco. At least this time we didn't get interrupted by...
Attention, this is General Pepper. Team Star Fox, report to the bridge immediately.
You had to say something, didn't you?
What is the General doing here?
You mean besides ruining my promo?
Ah, Fox, good to see you again.
Likewise, General.
As you may have guessed, I don't make house calls for routine assignments. We have a rather troublesome situation brewing, and I need your team to check it out. Pippi has been briefed and will be in command of this operation.
Recently, we've detected a large amount of fail emanating from the acting competition. One of the top five contestants from last year has already been eliminated.
Already?
The competition is much tougher this year, Fox. Even so, in order to disrupt the show this much, Star Wolf would need a lot more manpower than even they can muster up.
General Pepper, with all due respect, I don't believe you're telling us the whole story.
There's only one logical explanation for a reading that large, Fox.
Cheese!
Cheese?
Or maybe some ham? I'm starving!
You do realize? Never mind.
Hey, Panther, what's with all the roses?
One for each of my conquests. Awesome. Tara, Sasuya, each one so beautiful and delicate. It's unfortunate this year's field of females is so... boring. Not a single one could match the beauty...
Yeah, lover boy. Jeez, where did Wolf find this guy?
Least I can trust him.
Hi, Wolf.
Then again, if I actually relied on any of you, nothing would ever get done. So, can someone explain to me what happened last season? How of all the people to let win that competition, it had to be...
Hey, don't worry about it. We'll take care of it this time for sure.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Yoink! Hey, Panther! Roses are red, violets are blue. You don't have any violets and you're missing a rose too!
Release my rose. Or I'll roast you myself.
I got you, stupid little flower.
You are 3 seconds away from becoming a side of bacon.
Yeah, well, why don't you come and try it? Yeah, yeah.
Drop it!
Oh, you almost got me that time.
I'm surrounded by idiots.
Lord O'Donnell, we've been monitoring the active competition as you requested. There's been an enormous amount of fail emanating from it.
That can only mean one thing.
Andross! Some people just don't know when to stay stardust.
Incoming transmission.
Active fans and competitors, I am Andross,
Surprised to hear my voice again?
Not quite the word I'd use.
Well, well, if it ain't old Apeface himself.
Uncle Andros!
As you already know, the Addict Competition has been infested by my trolls. Since their arrival, Addict has faltered. The seeds are poorly mixed, the shows are late, and the drama is at an all-time high. And while they may have been eliminated, their disruption has allowed me to claim three of your precious top 10 from last season. And now only five remain. How long will I allow them to last? Guess you'll have to tune in to find out.
I know what I have to do, General.
Incoming transmission.
Looks like we all just got the same welcoming card.
What do you want, Wolf?
Just curious if you're gonna save the day again.
I'll do what I have to.
I'm sure you will. But, there's no way you and the Spirit Squad are gonna beat Andros alone.
Is that a threat?
He's on our turf. And like I said before, I'm the one who's gonna take Acton down, not some monkey's uncle.
So what are you saying?
An enemy of my enemy is a friend.
Oh, he's our enemy. I'm not buying your story, Fido.
How do I know this isn't a trick?
That's your problem, Fox. You think too much, worrying about the past and trying to predict the future. Let me give you a piece of advice. The past is history, and the future's a mystery. The only thing that matters is the present. One day, you'll learn, pup. Just hope it's not too late.
I'm ready to turn him into a code if you are.
Like it or not, we may need his help.
Well, if the contestants thought last year was bad, they're in for a rude awakening.
They'll need to dig a little deeper, that's for sure.
They do their best,
and we'll handle the rest.
Acton is counting on you, Star Fox.
Leave it to us, General. Let's move.
Okay.
Well, that was a fun decision.
This is the longest time we've ever had a discussion of our immunities because we couldn't agree on anything.
And, like, a lot of you guys, you did really different things for the immunities. Things that, you know, when I think of active endorsement, what you guys did doesn't necessarily come to mind, but there was still endorsements in each of them, so...
Basically, Trekkie really liked Motley's. I didn't. I really liked...
Well, no, okay, I liked one part of Motley's.
Yeah, I did too. I liked one part of Motley's, but it went on to another part that wasn't... If you had stopped
right
before the bail thing, you may have gotten it, Motley. I really liked Ellie. Chekatree didn't like Ellie's.
Well, okay. Thing about Ellie, I maybe know a little bit too much about Disney and maybe a little too much about how the princesses sound, and so, yeah.
I know you mispronounced Maleficent, and I know
Maleficent.
The voices weren't spot on, but I thought it was really funny, and I liked the part
I didn't laugh a lot during it.
I really liked it. That was my favorite one. Trekkie didn't like that one. Trekkie liked Motley's. I didn't like Motley's.
Well, my favorite one was Monty, but for a long time I was trying to figure out, does this really count?
Yeah.
And
so, yeah, my second favorite one is probably Monty's. There's technically an acted endorsement at the end. It's endorsed by acted. It's not endorsing acted, but it is an acted endorsement technically.
It's as much an endorsement as a TV show being endorsed by a random company is an endorsement. It's putting your name out there, and that's really all an endorsement is, right?
And we both thought it was funny. So, Isle Monty, you are immune this week. Congratulations.
Yes.
All right, let's get on with the show.
All right.